Hello, I'm Steve Caldwell, and welcome to the Manager Mojo podcast, where we use our mojo to create inspired leaders who are transforming people and the world around them. Now, let's get started by recognizing someone who's doing something good. I wanted to share with you today, one of the things that makes me feel so good is simply walking each and every day. Man, the ability to get out into the outdoors and walk and listen to either a good podcast or good music, things that uplift me, really helps me throughout the day. And I love doing that in the morning. So I know that maybe you don't do that. But, you know, I just have to recommend you need the opportunity to get out and really have time with just yourself. You'll be shocked at how much more productive you are during the day. So for me, walking, thank you so much. I'm able to do that. It just makes me feel good. Hello and welcome everyone today to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and I'm very excited to get to introduce Mr. Howard Samble. Now, Howard is the founder and director of the Life Crafting Program. Now, his mission has been to help people clarify their passion and launch a business in which they really enjoy and also, by the way, make a little money doing it. Now, Howard is a student of Michael Gerber, best-selling author of The E-Myth, and has much experience in this area, and I know we're all going to learn a lot today from Howard about how to really create a life that we love and want to enjoy. So, Howard, welcome to the Manager Mojo Show today.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
One of the things that I'd like to do before we get started is why don't you share what fun thing you've been up to with our audience today?
Oh, well, one of the really exciting things that I'm doing, Tony, right now is I'm actually writing my first book. And, you know, given that I've done this work for so long, it might seem strange that I'm publishing my first book now. But it's really fantastic because it's really a culmination of really decades of experience and accumulated wisdom, and I'm expecting it to be out this spring. So just want to let everybody know that, and they can follow along with my website and learn about how that's coming and when it's going to be out.
Well, Howard, congratulations on that. I know what a job it is. I've written a book myself. I've got a second one written, but we haven't published it yet. So I totally get it. It's a lot of work. So congratulations on going through all the steps, and we'll be sure to be on the lookout for it.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Howard, I'd like to start today, if you would. I know a lot of people that are working either in corporate life or entrepreneurs. They really struggle with really having this life that is fulfilling and that they feel good about it. And so if you don't mind, I'd like for you to share a little bit about your personal story about how you really came to value this aspect of our lives and, you know, what you went through to get there.
Well, yeah, it's really interesting. I've been on quite a journey. Way back in the 1970s, I was pursuing a career in the field of mathematics, and I was actually in a PhD program. And I reached a turning point when I didn't pass my oral exam the first time I took it. And it just really put me into a place of a lot of reflection. And that ultimately led me to a whole new direction, a whole new realization of really what I what my calling was, what my life path was. But even when discovering that and really seeing the talents and gifts I had, I still didn't really have any way of making it successful, especially back then before there was any internet and few people even had computers. So I did a lot of work and a lot of study over a long period of time with a lot of teachers and mentors before I was able to put together all of the pieces of the puzzle to really be able to make money doing what I love. And it became clear to me that that was the really biggest gift that I had to offer to share with others, is how to go through the steps now that I had done it for so many years, how to make it simple and direct, and how anybody can do it who wants to.
Well, that's an interesting story, and I think that most of us really and truly, I don't think we believe that. I don't think we believe there's a way for us to create a life that we want. And just in your opinion, what's the best way for somebody that's really already in a corporate job? How can they begin to think and plan for really making their life and money that they want and deserve? How can they begin to go about that process? What would be your recommendation to them?
Yeah, well, it's really a journey and a path that I have worked with for many decades. So what I can do here is I can start out by giving people the things not to do and then get into that are good to do. Okay.
All right. That sounds good. Let's go with not to do. What's number one not to do?
Number one is to take a guess or take a stab at it based on whims or impulses. My biggest joke is when you decide what brand of orange juice you should buy today in the supermarket, most people give about that much time to their decisions in life, which is pretty ludicrous, but they do it. The second thing is don't use the eeny, meeny, miny, moe method. Most people try to make important life decisions by narrowing it down immediately to three or four options and then look at it only from the vantage point of what's practical, what could make money, and then try to pick one. And that is really very, very limiting. So you don't want to limit yourself to the things you believe at the outset can make money. The things you do want to do is first and foremost recognize that clarity about life purpose, passion, and your greatest gifts is a process that requires a patient, deliberate exploration from the inside out and all the dimensions and aspects of you. And so just to give a few of the main areas, your interests, your values, your past meaningful experiences, your dreams and visions, your feelings, what touches you deeply and gives you a sense of fulfillment. Also, your genius zone. Now, most people don't think they're a genius, but you are. Every person is a genius. My favorite quote of Einstein is, everyone is a genius, but if you evaluate or judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will think that it's stupid all its life.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't heard that one. That's
good. You want to be able to learn how to access the genius zone. There's actually a method for that, for getting to that. Creativity is another major thing. Most people don't think they're creative, yet everyone is creative. And it's one of the most exhilarating things in life to be able to discover that you are and exactly how you are and exactly how to tap into your unique brand of creativity. So in addition to these things, having a sounding board, a good support system, a guide or a coach with experience both in financial success and personal fulfillment without compromising either one of them. And lastly, be willing to notice, discover the limiting beliefs that you have in your life and learn how to shift those limiting beliefs into empowering, supportive beliefs. These are, of course, there's much more, but I'm just touching on the most important things.
Right. I mean, these are all excellent. I made notes while you were talking, and I think that I'm glad to hear somebody call me a genius. That's a great thing. I know I can be. That's a cool. I know most of us are thinking, and think of myself that way. So I like that part. When you look at going through this process, though, I know from dealing with a lot of different business people that the insecurity that they have in going through this process often really is surprising to people whenever they realize that they're in leadership capacity, and yet they still don't have the confidence really to go through this process. So tell us, share with us how you actually help people understand and build what I believe you've called unshakable confidence. How can we all develop that?
That's a great question. It's one of my favorite questions. The first step, Steve, is to identify what you want to master, because there's many things in life we can master. You want clarity first on what you want to master. Where do you want confidence? And what it will look like and feel like when you have it. Getting a real sense, visually, kinesthetically, what it will be like. Just see it and visualize it as attainable. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, identify a baby step, a really, really tiny baby step that you're assured of being able to do to succeed, to take that first step on that path, succeed with that first step, and you will notice immediate confidence being built, even though it may be super tiny. Then focus on another step and another and another and another, each time building a little bit more confidence in yourself. I call this the confidence success spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Building momentum every step of the way. Share your victories and celebrate every win in life, no matter how small it may be. And as I said earlier, when you do get stuck, and we all get stuck, rather than judging yourself for being stuck and stopping, look at the beliefs that are causing that stuck place and shift the beliefs, then get back on your spiral, continuing to move forward, building momentum. And if you do all of what I described in a support environment, in a nurturing, empowering support environment with a good coach that can work with you, you will absolutely experience breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough, and will fairly soon, remarkably soon, build that unshakable confidence.
That's a great process, and one that I've followed and helped people follow for a number of years myself. I love the fact that you did point out one thing that I think practically nobody does in this day and time. That if you don't mind, I'd like for you to really expound upon it a little bit, and that is to celebrate small successes.
Yes. Well, you know, that's the thing, that your subconscious mind doesn't distinguish a small success from a big one. It feels good. If it feels good to the subconscious, then it's stored in your internal biocomputer. It's stored as a win. And as you keep building wins and building wins and building wins, whether they're small or large, eventually what happens is you expect it. You know that that is the outcome, and you expect that outcome. So naturally you achieve it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a win in some particular instance, after you've built momentum, it's never a big deal, because you can just look at it as a learning experience that further empowers you to do better next time.
Well,
so you're always winning, no matter what happens.
Awesome. Very, very good. Howard, what would you, but what about those people that are constantly doing the self-criticizing and feeding their subconscious negative stuff? What's going on there?
You know, that's pretty common, I think, in our world. And I think that what tends to generate that, of course, if you go back historically, you'll see that there are undoubtedly influences in early life that may have started that pattern in motion. But by the same token, there are still beliefs operating, beliefs about yourself, beliefs about the world, beliefs about what you can and cannot be, do, or have. And if you just are willing to take the time to look at those beliefs, they are they're changeable. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I want to mention to the people listening today is that, you know, I have been very blessed with a dear friend who trained me in a method of shifting beliefs. And if people want to schedule a complimentary strategy session with me, I'm happy to go over that with them and tell them how that process works. Mm-hmm. And get them started on that pathway to being able to identify beliefs and then start shifting them.
Sure. I think that's great. You want to tell us how they could schedule that now, or do you want to wait till later in the interview?
Yeah, I'll be happy to give it now, and then I can repeat it at the end of our time together.
Go right in.
It's lifecraftingprogram.com/strategy session. And of course, no spaces, lifecraftingprogram.com/strategy session. It's a simple little form. Simply fill out the form. It's a completely complimentary. We will go over a lot of very powerful information and make sure that it's tailored to each person who schedules. So you'll walk away with a solid plan for the future.
Very cool. Thanks for doing that. And let's move away from those that are maybe struggling with a decision, with those that are really already, they've kind of gone through this and now they want to launch their business. Why don't you share with us, what do you think are the top three areas of greatest importance for somebody to consider when they launch or build their business?
Well, the three areas, the first of the three critical things is what I call alignment. Alignment means that you are basing your business on your purpose, your passion, and your greatest gift. Now, a lot of times people just start a business, you know, for various different reasons, but they never bother to check internally whether there's real alignment, whether they're mm-hmm. super passionate about what they're doing, mm-hmm. whether they would do it if they never made a dime ever in their life, would they still do it? That's a perfect test to know that this is really your calling, your mission, your passion in life. That is so rewarding for you that you would do it no matter what. So first and foremost, being clear and getting that alignment. And if you don't have that alignment, or you don't have it fully, there are absolutely ways that you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
The second of the three is what I call the leveraged business model. And it's critical, especially in service-oriented businesses, to have a leveraged model, because if you're doing, like a perfect example is massage therapists, you know, or counselors, where they charge an hourly rate, I mean, you hit a ceiling right away in terms of the income you can earn, and you just can't pedal your bicycle at 100 miles an hour all the time and expect, you know, not to burn out.
Mm-hmm.
The leveraged model completely is a game changer. Because it allows you to take all your talents, gifts, skills, experience, knowledge, everything, and pull it all together and focus it with a market niche on a target population with a specific problem that you're uniquely gifted to solve. And once you have that package and you have that target market and you're able to solve that urgent problem, then the perceived value goes through the roof. Mm-hmm. And when the perceived value goes through the roof, the pricing of your program also becomes huge. And so then you don't have to work so hard. Mm-hmm. Instead of you get 20 new clients a month, you can get 2 or 3 and make phenomenal money
mm-hmm.
doing it. So that's critical. The third thing that is important is what I call the orchestrated sales process. And I would acknowledge Michael Gerber. You mentioned his name earlier. He was the one way back many years ago when I first met him where I learned the brilliance of the orchestrated sales process. And all that really is an enrollment conversation with your prospective client in which it's a very heart-centered, caring, supportive, empowering conversation where you're helping somebody get super clear on what they truly want, and then to see if they're really committed to having it. and what their life will be like when they have it, and then finally to partner with you, to make a commitment and partner with you to be able to get it. The people who have learned this process and applied it universally have increased their sales conversions by at least 30 to 40%. So if you put these pieces together, you can see how magical it is, because if you have a leveraged business model, you're making a whole lot more money with much less effort and having greater impact on people's lives. And if you have a higher sales conversion, well, then you're cooking. I mean, the whole thing just really goes. So that's what I teach. I teach these three areas, and I help people adopt them in their own business, regardless what kind of business they have.
Yeah, I was going to point out, Howard, because I think that some people might hear that and they might think, well, that's just for online training, et cetera. But that philosophy applies no matter what product you're selling.
Oh, no, absolutely. It applies to anything at all. And I would say that it's particularly applicable to people who are offering a service of some kind for which they have a strong motivation and really feel a strong calling or mission in the world of something that they want to contribute that's unique, to solve a unique problem that people have. This model works brilliantly for those type of people.
Well, this makes me think about the younger generation that we call the millennials today, who really are committed to making the world a better place. I love this generation because they truly are heart-centered individuals. They want to do well by others. And this type of process, certainly this could save them years and years of frustration, couldn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely, without a doubt. And, you know, so many people, I see young people today going through college, going through the motions, following the same old steps that, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, and not realizing that, the opportunities, everything has changed. But the academic institutions and the media are not really telling the truth about how to really optimize your gifts and how to make money doing what you love, not having to go through 30, 40 years of frustration, you know, in a corporate job before you finally realize that you can do it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. Whenever I look at, and I believe in education just like you do, I think everybody should be a learner all their life. But so much of our education system is teaching historical ways to do things that, frankly, don't work very well in a modern environment. We have managers, leaders taking responsibility in corporate environments, and they're oblivious to the fact that today everybody needs to feel valued more so than ever.
And without a doubt, absolutely, I agree. Michael Ellsberg's book really addresses that in a really big way, where he really teaches people about how to really get the education, you know, the education that they really need. His book is entitled The Education of Millionaires, Everything You Won't Learn in College About How to Be Successful.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you. I'm just curious, based on the way you said that you started your career, but did you find that your highest and best education was really in living your life, or in all of the work you did for your MBA and your school and all those things? Where did you find the most value in learning?
I found the most value in learning from, like you say, actual live experience and being dedicated to keep having everything that happens, learn from it and keep making adjustments. But I would also add significant mentors along the way, like Michael Gerber, I mentioned him, but other people who've been very pivotal for me, but non-academic. So people in the world, you know, who have done it themselves, who've succeeded, and really the ideal mentors are those people who are doing it. They're on the court doing it, and they're and to bring that core life experience into the game and work with you personally to deal with whatever the personal issues are that you're facing.
You know, Howard, I totally agree with you, and I can't help but remember when I first started in my career, mentors were really, really difficult to find, if they existed at all. Depending in the areas that I happened to work, they just didn't appear to even exist. But I believe that mentorship is really the differentiator in success in so many ways. I know you're passionate about it, but tell us really, why do you really support that people get mentors and keep them all their life?
Well, yeah, it's a really interesting question. Okay. I don't actually think that the master apprentice model that originated in the Middle Ages was ever really superseded. The whole idea of being able to study with somebody and having them guide you through every step of learning to achieve mastery with something, where you have a real true committed partnership to see the process through to the end, is really profound and extraordinary. And not only do you gain the benefit in that model of the application, the knowledge and the application of it, but the credibility factor is huge. When you are able to say in the marketplace, you know, I studied with so-and-so, I studied with him, that can have huge credibility. And these days, even a lot more than saying I got an MBA from Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really carry that much weight anymore. Nobody really cares so much about academic credentials.
No, they don't. They're more interested in who you've worked with and how you actually do things.
Yeah, and your commitment, your promises, your commitment, your conviction. Mm-hmm. In what you do, and your willingness to go all out to be able to achieve a result. People want results, and they go where they know that they can have, you know, they can achieve them.
Thank you for your opinion on all of that, Howard. I really appreciate it. As we get close to our end today, what would be the top two or three pieces of advice that you would give people in moving forward with a life that is really productive and what they want to achieve?
I would say the number one thing, Steve, is knowing absolutely for sure, without any doubt, that you can make money doing what you love. And I don't mean a little money. I mean really, really good income that is totally attainable. Even if it seems far-fetched or like a pipe dream at this moment, just know that it is absolutely achievable. But you're not going to be able to do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a really powerful support team and a mentor to make it happen. And it's going to be a process, one which consists of many steps. So there will need to be patience, persistence, determination, open-mindedness to be able to see things that you have not seen so far, a willingness to dive deep inside of you and learn who you really are that maybe you've never seen before. And this is exactly why I offer the complimentary strategy session, Steve, because it really is a $400 value, but I'm so passionate and committed to this work, and I want people to be able to open that door for themselves to feel this and see it, and create that opportunity for themselves, and that's why I offer this. So for the people listening to the program, once again, lifecraftingprogram.com/strategy session, no spaces, simply fill out the form. And you will get a response back quickly with confirmation of your session, and it will be my pleasure to support you.
No, that's awesome, Howard. And for those of you that happen to be running or exercising right now, we'll put a link in the post so that it'll all you'll have to do is just click it and go straight to this strategy session that Howard's so nicely offering all of us today. Our guest today has been Howard Samble. And Howard, thank you so much for your wisdom today. We appreciate it and wish you the best success in the world in future endeavors.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's really a pleasure being on your show. Really had a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you.
We can do another one maybe in a few months.
You bet. Well, listen, great talking to you today. Have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Very good, Steve. Thanks again.
You bet.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.